ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टो प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतोत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 16 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज ए डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ जम्बोद्वीप। टेक्स्ट 1। This verse is in prose form. I will just read through it and then we'll read word word meaning translation together. Rajo bacho uktastaya bhumandalayam vishesho javad adittastapoti yatra chaso jyotisham ganesh chandrama va sah drishyate. Please repeat after me word to word meaning. Raja Ubacha. Maharaj Parikshit said, Ukta already been said, Twaya by you, Bhumandala of the planet, of the planetary system known as Bhumandala. I am a Vishesha, the specific length of the radius, Yavat, as far as, Aditya, the sun, Tapoti, heats, Yatra, wherever, Cha, also, also, that, Jyotisham, of the luminaries, Ganai, with horse, Chandrama, the moon, Ba, either, Saha, with, Drishyate, is seen. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. King Parikshit said to Sukadeva Goswami, O Brahmana, you have already informed me that the radius of Bhumandala extends as far as the sun spreads its light and heat, and as far as the moon and all the stars can be seen. Please repeat. King Parikshit said to Sukadeva Goswami, O Brahmana, you have already informed me that the radius of Bhumandala extends as far as the sun spreads its light and heat, and as far as the moon and all the stars can be seen. For food by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse it is stated that the planetary system known as Bhumandala extends to the limits of the sunshine. According to modern science, the sunshine reaches earth from a distance of 93 million miles. If we calculate according to this modern information, 93 million miles can be considered the radius of Bhumandala. In the Gayatri Mantra, we chant Om Bhur Bhuvar Swaha. The word Bhur refers to Bhumandala. Tat Savitur Baranyam. The sunshine spreads throughout Bhumandala. Therefore, the sun is worshipable. The stars, which are known as nakshatra, are not different suns, as modern astronomers suppose. From Bhagavad Gita, we understand that the stars are similar to the moon. Nakshatranam ahang shashi. Like the moon, the stars reflect the sunshine. Effort from our modern distinguished estimations of where the planetary systems are located, we can understand that the sky and its various planets were studied long before Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled. Shukadev Goswami explained the location of the planets, and this indicates that the information was known long before Shukadev Goswami related it to Maharaj Parikshit. The location of the various planetary systems was not unknown to the sages who flourished in the Vedic age. Om Agyanati Virandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtang Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Sayang Rupang Kadamaihang Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupang Sagrajatam Sahagana Rugunathanitam Tang Sajivam Svadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamsha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastute Taptukanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpaturubhyasya Kripa Sindhubha Evacha Patitanang Pavanebho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhaktarvinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation again. King Parikshit said to Sukadeva Goswami, O Brahmana, you have already informed me that the radius of Bhumandala extends as far as the sun spreads its light and heat, and as far as the moon and all the stars can be seen. So here, especially in this chapter, 16th chapter, we are getting into the cosmology of universe that we are living. Generally, we think in this material world everything according to the calculation of Earth planet. But from these descriptions, we see that Earth planet is a small portion of universal cosmology. So in this specific verse, the verse actually translation starts with King Parikshit said to Shukadev Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj is saying to Shukadev Goswami that you have already informed me that the radius of Bhumandal extends as far as the sun spreads. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madanuman Lolita Vishakha Devi ki, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Shri Gornitai ki, Nishingadev Prahlad Maharaj ki Gaur Pramana. So beginning of this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj is saying Shukadev Goswami that you have already informed me about the radius of Bhumandal. Can anyone remember that when Shukadev Goswami informed about the radius of Bhumandal to Parikshit Maharaj? That why Parikshit Maharaj, in the beginning of this chapter, he is saying Sukadeva Goswami that, oh my dear Brahmana, you have already informed me. So it refers to, actually it comes in the beginning of this canto, in first chapter of this fifth canto, where Sukadeva Goswami very vividly describe the radius of Bhumandal and other planetary systems in details to Parikshit Maharaj. And I can just review that. That is in first chapter. We can read one verse, text 30. Can you go there? Fifth canto, first chapter, text 30, the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata has been described. The translation goes, Sukadeva Goswami was telling Parikshit Maharaj, while so excellently ruling the universe, King Priyavrata once became dissatisfied with the circumambulation of the most powerful sun god. Encircling Sumeru Hill on his chariot, the sun god illuminates all the surrounding planetary systems. However, when the sun is on the northern side of the hill, the south receives less light. And when the sun is in the south, the north receives less. King Priyavrata disliked this situation and therefore decided to make daylight in the part of the universe where there was night. He followed the orbit of the sun god on a brilliant chariot and thus fulfilled his desire. He could perform such wonderful activities because of the power he had achieved by worshipping the Supreme Person of Godhead. So that's what Parikshit Maharaj is saying in this verse, today's verse, that you have already informed me about the radius of Bhumandala. He was referring this verse actually. And very interestingly, Srila Prabhupada notes in his purport, in the first line, very first line, there is a Bengali saying that was described that someone is so powerful that he can make the night day and the day night. And that saying is current because of the prowess of Maharaj Priyavrata. So Maharaj Priyavrata was so powerful, such powerful, exalted devotee that he could make the day, night and night to day. And now the point is that modern scientists may give different explanation why the one side of the earth planet remains dark, whereas another side is always lightening. They may come up with different ideologies, their different analogies, different theory, but we know those were followers of Vedic wisdom. We know what is the real fact. We know why they may come up with different theory, because of North Pole, because of South Pole, this side remains dark, Antarctica side remains dark some 6 months of the year. But we know the real reason. What is the real reason? Prabhupada explained in the purport that because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is known as Yogeshwar, the master of all mystic powers, and because Maharaj Priyavrata, he had sincere devotion, he was sincerely worshipping that Supreme Lord who is Yogeshwar, master of all mystic powers, that's why he could do this unusual and mystic task. And that's why we see one side of the, he disliked the idea of sun god. So the point is, Prabhupada has explained in today's verse, Farford also, that the scientists may come up with different theory, but we know, those who are following Vedic culture, we know what is the real reason behind it. In the Farford, Prabhupada mentioned another point that that there is only one sun, that there is only one body which is illuminating the whole earth planet. Whereas, what the scientists say, They say moon and different stars are various suns. But actually, according to our scripture, there is only one sun, one single body, which is illuminating whole earth planet. And Prabhupada explained in the foreword that moon and other illuminating object which are producing light, we see in the universal sky, that are actually reflecting the sunlight. Moon is not different sun, which modern science believes that moon and stars are different signs. But Prabhupada clarified, and in the verse also itself clarified, that moon and all the stars are actually reflecting the sunshine. They are not separate sun. So according to modern science or modern scientists, the followers of Vedic culture, we Hare Krishna people, we may be mad and crazy, but we know who is real crazy. There was an essay article by Srila Prabhupada, "Who is crazy?" It came some years before in Back to God, "Who is crazy?" So we know who is crazy. The modern scientist and so-called science is actually crazy. Because we are following the Vedic culture, we are following the scripture, whatever is mentioned in the scripture, we are following that. But the Prabhupada explained in one of his lectures that but the problem is when we become skeptical, doubtful of Krishna's activities. And that's what modern scientists are doing. They don't have faith in Krishna. Like Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, like Krishna lifted 21 kilometers Govardhan Hill. And you may think, did he lift Govardhan Hill? He may be, or he may not be. So Prabhupada says this spectacle ideas, scientists, they don't have faith in Krishna. And Prabhupada says similarly, sometimes we also have this type of thing. For example, if we say the Mount Sumeru is 84,000 yojanas height, it's very difficult for us to believe because we have never seen this type of high mountain. But when modern scientists, they come up with different ideology, we immediately believe that. If not now, before coming to ISKCON, before coming to the contact with devotees, we used to believe. Whatever they used to say, we simply used to blindly believe. Jai Shri Radha Damodar ki, Ma Yashoda ki. So actually modern science is in one way misdirecting, misguiding, misleading the students of modern days. I will just give one example how the modern scientific education is misguiding us. Like in chemistry, most of you are from science background. In chemistry, we see one theory of atomic structure. And we see in the beginning, scientist Rutherford came and he told, what did he tell? That atom cannot be divided into parts. You know this. But later on, scientist Bohr came and he said, no, Rutherford is wrong. That atom can be divided into three parts, and that is electron, proton, and neutron. And later on, Max Planck came and he says, no, even electron, proton, neutron can also be divided into different parts. So in this way, one new scientist comes and he is proving the older one is wrong. So who is really wrong? Everyone is actually misleading us, misguiding us. And you see, the modern education system is designed in such a way that actually teaching us a wrong theory, wrong philosophy. Just like in a science exam, what type of question comes? Just for example, write down the theory of Einstein and also write down some of his shortcomings and drawback of his theory. Isn't it? Drawback of his theory. It's such a foolish education system that you have to write down the fault of the scientist and you will get mark for that. Is not it funny? And Prabhupada explained, actually, therefore we should follow only the Supreme Lord. Because, as I explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahma Pramad Vipralipsha Karna Patav Ishwarir Bhakyanai Dosha Eshav. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond these four mistakes. Brahma Pramad Vipralipsha Karna Patav. That generally every common man commits. And not only that, if you can write down more faults, more drawbacks in one scientist, philosophy, theory, you will get more marks. And if someone can prove that he was totally wrong, he will get Nobel Prize. Isn't it? That's what is going on. But as Prabhupada says, in Life Comes From Life book, that we should give Nobel Prize to Krishna. Because he never commits any mistake. So this fifth canto especially is very, very challenging to this type of so-called scientist. Very powerful. Big, big challenges are there in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because according to modern day's viewpoint, the fifth canto's philosophy descriptions are totally opposite. Just consider Mount Sumeru. As Prabhupada explained in the summary of this chapter, maybe we can read this description, because we'll understand what we are getting into in this chapter. That a description of Jambudvip, Prabhupada writes, while describing the character of Maharaj Priyavrata and his descendants, Sukadev Goswami also described Meru Mountain and the planetary system known as Bhumandala. Bhumandala is like a lotus flower, and its seven islands are compared to the whole of the lotus. The place known as Jambudvip is in the middle of the whole. In Jambudvip, there is a mountain known as Sumeru, which is made of solid gold. And the height of this mountain is 84,000 yojanas. One yojana equal is around 8 miles. We can well imagine how big, how large this Sumeru mountain. And not only that, later on in this chapter we will find the description that the Sumeru mountain is so special, is not like the other mountains we see in this world. Generally we see in the mountain, the top side is broader and the bottom side is narrow. Whereas with Sumeru mountain is opposite. The bottom side is broader and the top side is bottom side is narrow and top side is broader. How it is possible? It's very unusual. The other day we are flying to Mumbai. Just before landing Mumbai, we saw one huge mountain. And the top of that mountain was appearing like, sharp needle. And the bottom side is so large, but top side is very narrow. But Sumeru mountain is totally opposite. Bottom side is 32,000 yojanas is the summit of Sumeru mountain. And the top side is 16,000 is foot and 32,000 is top side. It's totally unusual. So that's why Prabhupada pointed out that what we are following is totally opposed of modern scientific theory, scientific philosophy. And not only that, this Sumeru mountain is made of solid gold and is in actually Jambudvip, where we are living. So it should be nearby somewhere. Someone actually asked once Prabhupada, where is this Sumeru mountain which is made of solid gold located in this earth planet? Then what did Prabhupada reply? He says, if we come to know the actual address of Sumeru mountain, then everyone will run after that Sumeru mountain. That's why there is no mention of address of Sumeru mountain. But that is in this earth planet, in Jambudvip. on the southern side of the land known as Ilabrita Varsha are the mountains known as Himavan, Hemakuta and Nishadham. And on the northern side are the mountains Nila, Sheta and Shringa. So in this way the description goes, what actually is going to describe in this chapter is description of Jambudvip. So in this particular verse it has been described the glories of sun god. So why we are so concerned about sun god? Sun is spreading it, as Prabhupada explained in the purport, that heat and light is spreading, it's heat and light far and wide. Why we are so much concerned about sun? In this chapter it was also described about sun, and even in the beginning of the first fifth canto also the description of sun comes. Actually the glories of sun god very wonderfully described later on in this canto, in chapter 20, fifth canto 20th chapter. But just before that we will read out that glories of sun god. Before that we have one description we find from Brahma Sanghita, how sun god is so powerful. Lord Brahma says, yas sakshur esa sabita sakala grahanam raja samastam murtir ashesh teja jasya grah bhramati sambhrita kala chakra govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. That yas sakshur esa sabita sakala grahanam, Krishna consider the sun god as his eyes, one of the eye, and another eye is moon. So sun god is so dear, so dear, so powerful, so exalted in his position that Krishna, Supreme Lord, personally consider him as his eye. Why? And ashesha teja, and sun god is most brilliant object in this earth planet. In the visible object, whatever we are seeing, sun is the most brilliant. Why? Because of his sincere devotion. Sun god is very, very sincere in his devotee. In rainy season, no matter rainy season, winter season, summer season, sun god is fixed in his duty. Sun rises every morning in his fixed time. It's not that, okay, today is very cold, I will sleep on blanket, I will not come to Mangalarati. So sun god is so fixed to come into Mangalarati, attend to his morning program. So never in 365 days sun god is so fixed in his duty. That's why sun god becomes so powerful, ashesha teja, unlimited brilliance. So the lesson we can learn from the sun god is, if we similarly by following the footsteps of sun god follow the process very sincerely without any fail like sun god, we will also become powerful like ashesha teja. That's what we see in Krishna consciousness. Those who are following the process very strictly, very sincerely for many years, and they become very powerful. And by seeing them, you can see their teja is coming out from their body. Sometimes devotees say, oh Maharaj, by seeing you, I see it like teja is coming out from your body. Why? Because they are following the principle, following the process very sincerely, like sun god. So in the 20th chapter of this canto, text 43 to 43, a very wonderful description is there of the glories of sun god. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Shri Garnitai ki. Text 43 of 20th chapter, translation. You can click on this, click on this, any of this blue mark on. Okay. So glories of sun god from text 43 to 46. We can read out the translation. The sun is situated vertically in the middle of the universe, in the area between Bhur Loka and Bhubar Loka. which is called Antariksha, outer space. The distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe is 25 koti yojans. Next verse, 44. The sun god is also known as Boi Raja, the total material body for all living entities, because he entered this dull egg of the universe at the time of creation. He is also called Martanda. So different names of sun god we can come to know from these descriptions. The one name is Boi Raja. Why sun god's name is Boi Raja? Because he, Biraj means he is the whole total material body of living entities situated in sun god. Then another name of sun god is Martanda. Why his name is Martanda? Because sun god entered this dull egg of universe at the time of creation. Then he is also known as Hiranyagarbha. The another name of sun god is Hiranyagarbha. Why? Who is Hiranyagarbha? Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma's another name is Hiranyagarbha, because he received his material body from Lord Brahma, who is Hiranyagarbha. The next verse, 45. O king, the sun god and the sun planet divide all the directions of the universe. It is only because of the presence of the sun that we can understand what the sky, the higher planets, this world and the lower planets are. It is also only because of the sun that we can understand which places are for material enjoyment, which are for liberation, which are hellish and subterranean. So as explained in Brahma Sangita, the sun god is one of the eyes of supreme lord. That means the supreme personality of Godhead, he is seeing, he is watching everyone through sun god. That's why we can hide from each and everyone, but can you hide from sun god? So sun god is watching every moment through his illumination, through his light. So that's why sometimes devotees go, either I am committing mistakes or wrong activities, indulge in bad activities, who is watching me? Even if we don't understand that Krishna is watching us, at least Krishna's energy, Krishna's eyes, sun and moon is watching us. So we can't hide anything from sun and moon. And that's how Krishna is overseeing everyone, all the living entities in this material world. So before committing any wrong activity, before indulging in any bad activity, we should always look into sun. Vibhashan is looking into me. I should not do this wrong deed. And at night time, you should see the moon. The moon is watching me. And that's what I explained in this translation. Text 46. All living entities, including demigods, human beings, animals, birds, insects, reptiles, creepers, and trees, depend upon the heat and light given by the sun god from the sun planet. Furthermore, it is because of the sun's presence that all living entities can see, and therefore he is called Drig Ishwara. Drig means direction. So that Ishwara, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is watching all the directions through sun god. The Supreme Personality of Godhead presiding over sight. So this is the position of sun god. That's why in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita we find Krishna, he personally selected sun god in the beginning of the creation to infer the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Imam vivashate yogam praktavam aham abhayam. So why did he could have selected many other great exalted devotees, Brahma, Shiva, everyone, because he he knew perfectly the sun god is very much fixed up in his duty. Also, actually, by imparting knowledge to sun god, Krishna is establishing another thing, that is that he is establishing the importance of Bhagavad Gita, that there is only one sun in the earth planet, in the universe. That we can't say, okay, this sun belongs to India. No, American people, they can't say this sun belongs to America, or we can't say this sun belongs to Asia. So by imparting Bhagavad Gita, knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, sun god Krishna is teaching us, like sun is universal for everyone, all the living entities of this material world, similarly Bhagavad Gita is also for everyone. That's why I am giving the message of Bhagavad Gita to Surya Dev. Like the sun carries the illumination to all over the world, every single parts of the world, similarly Bhagavad Gita is also for everyone. It's not for Hindus, not for Indians, not for Americans, it's for everyone, is universal. And that's why Krishna personally selected sun god to infer the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So at the same time, we find many examples and analogies has given in our scripture, and also Prabhupada in many places he pointed out, he gave many analogy and examples of sun god or sun and sun rays. Can anyone remember such examples and analogy of sun god Prabhupada gives in scripture, or any scripture you find examples and analogies of sun god? Achinta Vedavet Tattva Prabhupada, to explain the Achinta Vedavet Tattva, Prabhupada gives the analogy of sun. Sun rays and sun at the same time different, at the same time not different. Any other examples, analogy? Okay. Can you speak a little louder?
Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan.
Okay.
Like sunshine is like Brahman, the disk of sun is like Paramatma, okay. And the sun itself is like Bhagavan.
Very good. Any other? The many examples Prabhupada gave. Like Prabhupada in 6th canto, we find Prabhupada gave example just like sun. When reflect, the sunshine reflects on this material world, that extract the impurities from even urine and stools also. Similarly, the Krishna's name is so powerful, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So powerful. When that ripple that goes into the heart of a living entity, that extract all the impurities from his heart and purifies his consciousness. Okay, Dhirgo. Sun is
equal to everybody. Similarly, Krishna is equal to everybody.
Sun is
equally showing his rays,
showing his illumination to everyone.
Similarly, Krishna is equal.
Similarly, Krishna is also. Famous statement. Nahi Adhikar. Famous statement of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna is just like Suraj sun, as Dhirgar Prabhu also mentioned. And Maya is darkness. Where there is sun, there is no sons of darkness. So, in which context Prabhupada gave this example? Yeah, I also can remember, but I forgot the context exactly. Mother is saying that sun is there, but clouds can cover the vision of the sun. In which context, Prabhupada gave? Yes. Yeah. 5.20 Bhagavad Gita. Jehi Sanswasha Javoga. Why? Why did Prabhupada give this example? 2.20, not 5.20. Why did Prabhupada give this example? It's clouds and sun. Okay. You know, if we don't see Krishna with our material vision, that doesn't mean that Krishna is not there. So sometimes cloud may cover the vision of sun. Yes, Chittari Prabhu, you are saying.
Similarly, Prabhu said, like, it's that context, like Maya can cover the living entity, but cannot cover the Krishna. So it's like,
okay. Yeah, I think that same example Prabhupada gave in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Kunti Devi prayed, Maya Javanika Channam. That Maya is like a curtain, which covering Maya, the vision of Supreme Lord. Just like cloud is also kind of curtain, which covering the vision of Supreme Lord. So, there are many examples, such example and analogies given in different scriptures of sun god. So, Parikshit Maharaj, he pointed out to Sukadeva Goswami in this verse, and in upcoming verses also, that Sukadeva Goswami is going to explain the description of Jambudev, where we are living, and especially in this chapter, he is going to describe the details of Meru Mountain and the surrounding areas of Meru Mountain. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Does anybody have any question, comments? Otherwise, we can end here.